Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Thursday, July 12th, 2007. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber on a beautiful, beautiful Thursday morning as we prepared this message and now share it with you via our preparation on the podcast. Today's message is titled, Feeding on His Faithfulness. And the scripture text is a wonderful portion from Psalm 37, verses 3 and 4.
Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and feed on His faithfulness. Delight yourself also in the Lord, and He shall give you the desires of your heart.
We have had wonderful rains thus far this summer, and as we approach mid-July, we are surrounded by lush green fields, and Brooksine's flower gardens and landscaping just looks lovely. Among the beautiful sights out here in the country is seeing livestock grazing in an open field. Around the corner from her home, the farmer regularly lets his sheep feed in a field near the road. It apparently limits their access to this particular field, as it is regularly lush and green. When I drive by the field, I recall the wonderful description of green pastures in the Shepherd's Psalm.
We are all feeding on something. We, of course, need nutrition for our physical health, but we are also regularly feeding the soul and mind. An abundance of feed is available, some of which is absolutely destructive, while others are wholesome. On the internet, I'm but just a few keystrokes away from spiritually enriching resources, which I enjoy going to, and edifying materials that I can feed upon. But a dark, sinister world of destruction is also available on that very same screen.
And with just a few keystrokes. The daily text contains a number of active injunctions. Psalm 37 is a Psalm of David. It begins with this command. Do not fret because of evil men or be envious of those who do wrong. Consider today how much of our fretting in its many forms is the result of evil men and how we may tend to envy those who do wrong. We are soberly reminded of their temporality in verse 2. Like grass, they will soon wither. Like green plants, they will soon die away.
Well, what is our response to be? The remainder of Psalm 37 elaborates, beginning with the daily verse.
Trust, do good, dwell, feed, and delight. But today I ponder on the phrase, feed on His faithfulness. A green pasture of God's faithfulness has been set before all of us. We have a choice. We will be feeding on something. I believe feeding on His faithfulness involves orienting our perspective to God's steadfast love and care expressed in His faithfulness. Faithfulness is one of God's greatest attributes. It's taught and demonstrated all throughout the Scriptures. Indeed, let us feed on God's faithfulness today.
Let's pray. Father, You are the faithful, loving God on whom I can rely for everything that concerns me. You provide salvation, safety, and shelter, and satisfy my heart's desire when I feed upon Your Word. May I be found faithful in all things so that Your blessing will rest upon me and all that I do. Amen.
Amen. Thanks for joining us today, and we do urge you to continue to daily feed on God's faithfulness. Our website is dailyencouragement.net, and we have a number of different resources additionally placed on the site today. A couple of pictures taken yesterday, one of a large mural on a barn in a chicken house, near a chicken house, and another, a little project I had yesterday afternoon of helping a friend move a John Deere tractor across the county on a trailer. We also have some resources up that you can look into, including a book that is available to read online if you care to, as well as some books that are available recommended in regard to today's topic. And also, as we typically do, and audio listeners can get this, we have some songs up that you can click on that should directly play the song as you do so. Brooksine, anything else you want to share with our listeners? Well, I know you do. Just a few minutes before we began, tell the folks what you saw, and you were so gleeful you could hardly continue.
Well, just as we were getting ready to record, I looked out the window, and there was a hummingbird feeding. I don't know if they feed on the flower or sucking the nectar or whatever, but right outside of our window and just buzzing away. And what a delight it is to see our first hummingbird this year.
Well, we have a lot of birds, and we often refer to our bird watching, but it is the first hummingbird we've seen this year, and she's asking me to put a hummingbird feeder right out in front of the window where we can see it, and hopefully we'll be able to get some pictures. They're awfully hard to photograph, and we can share them with you. Well, once again today, feed on God's faithfulness.